Researchers have found a family of chemicals called highly fluorinated compounds are contaminating drinking water around the country. Now they're trying to figure out whether filters really work to remove these chemicals from water. Rebecca Williams has more.
Highly fluorinated chemicals are used in making nonstick cookware, stain-repellent carpet, and water-repellent clothing. They've also been used in firefighting foam at military bases and airports. Those chemicals from firefighting foam have contaminated drinking water around the country. Chris Higgins is an associate professor of civil and environmental engineering at the Colorado School of Mines.
We used to think things like PCBs and DDT were going to be the most problematic chemicals because they are really long-lived. These chemicals are much, much more long-lived than things like PCBs.
Higgins is an author of a study in the journal Environmental Science and Technology. He and his team sampled a groundwater well near a military base where firefighting foam had been used. They found two chemicals that are commonly found in that foam, called PFOA and PFOS, and 28 other fluorinated chemicals. Higgins says they ran tests in the lab to model how well a granular activated carbon filter would work on these chemicals, like the kind some water treatment plants use.
These filters have the capacity to work for these other chemicals. You just have to replace the carbon much more frequently.
And it's expensive to change out filters more often. He says this matters because unlike PFOA and PFOS, we don't know a lot about many of these other fluorinated chemicals.
I think the relevance for water treatment plants is we need to have a conversation about these other chemicals that might be present. And what is their importance? Do we care about them in terms of potential for toxicity? And do we treat for them even though we do not have information on their toxicity?
Higgins says reverse osmosis filters are the best technology to remove these chemicals, but they're expensive. Experts say there are about 3,000 highly fluorinated chemicals in existence, and we don't know much about most of them. Arlene Bloom is the executive director of the Green Science Policy Institute and a research associate in chemistry at the University of California, Berkeley. She says there's evidence of human health effects from exposure to the two chemicals we do know about, PFOA and PFOS.
We do know from human epidemiology studies that they're associated with a couple kinds of cancer, high cholesterol. For children, there's an association with reduced immune response to vaccines. And a series of other human health effects.
The EPA has set drinking water health advisories for PFOA and PFOS, but they're guidelines, not regulations. And when it comes to getting these chemicals out of the environment, that's another challenge.
That is the big problem. Since they don't break down ever, they're accumulating. And once we make them, they don't go away.
Bloom says the best way to deal with highly fluorinated chemicals is to think carefully about their use in the first place.
So I think each use of these chemicals should be thought out. Do we really need highly fluorinated chemicals, or could we use a safer alternative for this use?
She says when there aren't good alternatives, then fluorinated chemicals should be used sparingly. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Rebecca Williams.